With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. This week brings us to the cusp of celebrating Christmas, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll begin the celebration with choral and organ music that bridges the time from Advent to a full celebration of Christmas. Wonderful pieces by Philip Ledger, John Rutter, Jan Petersen Svelink, and many others. We'll begin with a wonderful transcription for brass and organ of the opening chorus from J.S. Bach's Christmas oratorio, Jauchzet, Frohlocket. It's performed here by the Empire Brass with organist Douglas Major playing the great organ at the Washington National Cathedral.
Thank you.
Jauchzet Frohlocket, Rejoice and Celebrate, transcribed from the first part of J.S. Bach's Christmas Oratorio. It was performed by organist Douglas Major, joined by the Empire Brass at Washington National Cathedral. A sparkling arrangement of the carol People Look East is next, performed by members of the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Filsell plays and directs this delightful piece, arranged by Paul Trepte. An arrangement of People Look East by Paul Trepte, longtime organist of Ely Cathedral. Jeremy Filsell led members of the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Many services of nine lessons and carols for Christmas begin with the singing of the traditional hymn Once in Royal David's City, with the first stanza usually sung by a solo treble. We'll hear the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys as they sing David Wilcox's arrangement. John Scott directs, and Zachary Fletcher is treble soloist.
Thank you.
John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in Henry Gauntlett's iconic Christmas hymn, Once in Royal David City, as arranged by Sir David Wilcox. Zachary Fletcher was treble soloist. The choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, has recently released a recording of lessons and carols, including our next selection, a lovely setting of Adam Leigh Bounden by Philip Ledger. Frederick Teardo directs. Adam Leigh Bounden by Philip Ledger was sung by the choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama. Frederick Teardo conducted. Music from King's College, Cambridge is next, from their recent CD chronicling 100 years of 9 lessons and carols. From the 1994 BBC broadcast of the festival, we'll hear H. Walford Davies' popular setting of The Holly and the Ivy. Stephen Cleberry conducts.
Thank you.
The choir of King's College Cambridge sang The Holly and the Ivy as arranged by H. Walford Davies. Stephen Clebury conducted. This recording came from the 1994 broadcast of the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, which celebrates 100 years this year. The tune Cradle Song was written by American William Kirkpatrick in 1895 for the carol Away in a Manger. Gary Cole has made a lovely arrangement, which we'll hear sung by the girl choristers and lay clerks of Ely Cathedral. Sarah MacDonald directs. Away in a Manger, as arranged by Gary Cole, was sung by the girl choristers and lay clerks of Ely Cathedral, led by Sarah MacDonald. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. For many, the spirit of Christmas is captured in the memorable melodies and rich settings of composer John Rutter. In fact, one journalist wrote that Rutter has become the musical equivalent of Dickens, synonymous with the season. Indeed, his music for Christmas has become what Rutter himself refers to as his calling cards, though his output encompasses far more diverse settings than just Christmas music. We'll listen to several of his original Christmas carols and arrangements coming up, beginning with his tender setting of words by Christina Rossetti, Love Came Down at Christmas. That'll be followed by his arrangement of the Sons Day Carol and the Nativity Carol, for which he wrote both words and music. All are performed by Polyphony, accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia, all conducted by Stephen Layton. Music of John Rutter on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Stephen Layton led Polyphony and the City of London Sinfonia in three of John Rutter's lovely settings for Christmas. We just heard Nativity Carol, and before that we listened to the Sans Day Carol and Love Came Down at Christmas. Much of the music we associate with Christmas has become popular from the annual Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols dating back 100 years to 1918 at King's College, Cambridge. We'll listen to the choir of King's College, Cambridge next as they sing Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck's setting of the Christmas antiphon, Hodie Christus Natus Est, On This Day Christ Was Born. Sir David Wilcox directs. Hodie Christus Natus Est by Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, directed by David Wilcox, in a recording from 1964. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Stephen Kleber's arrangement of Joy's Seven is coming up next, as performed by the choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama. Frederick Teardo directs, accompanied by Charles Kennedy at the organ.
The joy of God to see the blessed Jesus Christ.
The choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham sang Joys 7 as arranged by Stephen Clebury. Frederick Teardo conducted and Charles Kennedy played the organ. Next, Chanticleer sings the touching and harmonically rich arrangement of Silent Night by Malcolm Sargent. Joseph Jennings conducts. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as arranged by Sir David Wilcox, was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by John Scott, and accompanied by organist Jeremy Bruns with brass and percussion. Earlier, we heard Chanticleer sing Malcolm Sargent's arrangement of Silent Night. Joseph Jennings directed. From a recording paying homage to the brilliant French organist and improviser Pierre Cochereau, we'll hear George Baker perform his own Toccata Jig on the Sussex Carol. It not only pays homage to Cochereau, but to the master, J.S. Bach, as well. He plays the monumental instrument at the Church of Saint-Sulpice in Paris. George Baker performed his own composition, the Toccata Jig on the Sussex Carol, at the Church of Saint-Sulpice in Paris. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to usher in the great festival of Christmas. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past With Heart and Voice programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.